Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, are you looking for a radio broadcast that is fearless in sharing the Word of God? Then tune in to the New Creation Christian Radio Network, where you get the uncompromising Word of God and praise and worship 24/7. Go to newcreationnetwork.org to listen live and be sure to download their app. That's newcreationnetwork.org. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today, I want to get into the series called Wake Up the Church, Part 2. And the topic for this series is Find Your Faith. That's right, Find Your Faith. And the foundation scripture is found over in Romans 12 and 3. And it reads, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Say amen to that. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I just thank you for all that you are, all that you do. I thank you for being a great God. I thank you for being the only wise God. I thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father God, I ask that you bless this word that's coming forth out of my mouth, the word that you put in my heart. And I ask that you bless the people of God listening under the sound of my voice. Jesus, I thank you for living in me, being the word in me. I thank you for being the word. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you guide my mouth, that you guide my heart and turn it every which way you want it to go. As I speak your word boldly, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, I ask that you water the seed of the word in our hearts, that you capture it and don't let it fall to the wayside, and that you, Holy Spirit, continue to allow it to grow and bless us each day. I ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Find your faith. Let's wake up the church. You know, with chaos and turmoil going on all around us each and every day as we wake up, as we go out into the fields of life and do the things that we were called to do, you know, like work and going to school and taking care of family, just doing the everyday things, we are met with the resistance of the world. As we are met with the pressures of the world that are coming down on us, we can actually lose hope if we don't renew our minds in Christ Jesus, if we don't walk in the Spirit, if we don't count it all joy like the Word of God says. See, we must cast our cares always. We must always renew our minds each and every day with the Word of God. See, the enemy wants to shake our faith. He's throwing those fiery darts, trying to make us not to believe in God, not to believe in God's promises, that God said yay and amen. But my friends, we don't have to look at the storm. We're going to surf the wave. And how do we surf the wave, my friends? It's found over in Romans 3. At the end, God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. We have to increase our faith in God. Amen. Having the God kind of faith. So every day as we go out into the field, if we intend to launch out into the deep and push forward through faith, we must first find our faith. In Matthew 17 and 20, Jesus lets us know that if we have the mustard seed type of faith, that we can move mountains. Now that's giant killer faith, just like David had in 1 Samuel 17, 46 through 51. And let us read Matthew 17 and 20. And it reads, "And Jesus said unto them," and he's talking to the disciples here, "because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." How about that? Mustard seed faith. And in this particular passage, Jesus rebukes the devil from a man's child. And so the disciples asked, why couldn't we cast it out? His response was that you have to have the mustard seed type of faith. And as we know, as we said, that it's the God kind of faith. To every man, God has given a measure. We have to wake up the church. Find your faith. And in Matthew 17 and 21, he says, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Say amen to that. Gotta pray and fast, y'all, along with the faith seed. And let us keep on going. So David found his faith being a man after God's own heart. Yes, he moved those mountains. He always inquired of God. He not only found his faith, but he used his faith. He took action. He launched out into the deep. He ran out into the deep to remove the mountain. And we know that he took out the mountain called Goliath. And Goliath was the giant in the army of Israel's way. And David took him out. Now, when we look at Luke 8, 22 and 25, this is when Jesus tells his boys, those disciples, we're going to go over to the other side. And it reads, now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over into the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. He went to sleep on them. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obey him. Somebody say, find your faith. We need to wake up the church. So Jesus told the disciples, we going over to the other side. Yep, we're going to go over to the other side. And yes, they launched out into the deep. They launched out. We have to launch out. Jesus, being in faith, fell asleep, as it said in the word. Now, he probably was snoring. Probably snoring real hard because he probably was up all day. You know, I don't know, but he was resting in that storm. He was resting in the storm, y'all. This lets us know that we can rest in the storm because Jesus is fighting our battles. We know in the end that he already won. So all we have to do is walk by faith, the God kind of faith. Walk by the God kind of faith. We can rest in the storm. So let me get back to it. So to the disciples, this storm was a mountain in their mindsets, blocking their way to the other side. They gave up hope, thinking they would die in the midst of the storm. Look, don't give up hope. You shall live and not die. You will not die through the storm. What you will do is learn in the storm. You'll learn as you go through the storm. So Jesus asked the disciples as he calms the scene at hand, where is your faith? Did y'all lose faith? I know I'm the one who gave y'all the measure of faith. Where is it? So did they lose their faith? No, I don't think so. I believe Jesus was saying, locate faith. Locate that faith. We must rest, locate faith, and take action in any storm, knowing that Jesus is with us. He said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Let's wake up the church and find our faith. So let's look at David, who was anointed king. Now, his storm was in the wilderness because King Saul was after him. He's going and going and going through the wilderness to wilderness, and he ends up amongst the Philistines. He ends up in Gash, over in Ziklag. But as he's going through these wilderness moments, he's already anointed king. But throughout that process, I noticed that he continues to inquire of the Lord. And he gathers men to him, about 600 men. And he does not touch God's anointed. Now, I can imagine it had to be a hectic situation. But the word of God said that David was a man after God's own heart. And we know what happened at the end. Men gathered to him, mighty men of valor, and made sure that he became king. So David kept the faith. He had faith. He had faith in God. He always inquired of the Lord because the Lord our God was his strength. We have to let Jesus be our strength. We have to let the Lord be our strength in the storm. So let's use the storm to help us grow. Let's surf the waves. Let's catch the water of the storm and use it as energy to move forward. To push for it. Folks, we must cast our cares on Jesus and speak the word through the storm. Speak the word only. Whose report will we believe? Look, we will not drown. Have faith in God. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So find your faith and grow your faith through the storm. Amen. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Wake up the church. Find your faith. Amen. Be blessed. Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His Word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and I'm excited to invite you to the Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship Center Bible Study and Fellowship. Bible Study and Fellowship takes place at the Loyola University Chicago Northside Campus every Thursday night at 7 p.m. All are welcome. To find out the actual location and details, go to TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's Trinity Stone Christian Fellowship.org. See you there. Be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith Show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net. Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.com.